Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O Mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger.
Wannatron. Bebop Wannatron.
That's a weird way to introduce yourself, Bebop, but I guess there's no not weird way you've ever introduced yourself.
Shh, Jonahan. I am on a secret mission for Her Majesty.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. There could be evil agents anywhere around here. You could be an evil agent.
This is another character, isn't it?
That's right. My pal Amelia gave me this idea. Bebop Wannatron, secret agent, 00:11:30 p.m.
You're a spy now?
Once a spy, always a spy, Jonathan. So yeah, I've always been a spy.
Yeah, but you haven't always been a spy because you just turned yourself into a spy.
That sounds like something an evil agent would say.
Bebop, come on, you know me, I'm not evil.
That sounds like something an evil agent would say.
Okay, you know what? Let's just get on with the episode, shall we?
That's exactly what someone who is evil would say.
Someone who is evil would say, let's get on with the episode?
Heard it a million times.
Yeah, that's because you are here every episode. Anyway, if you listeners remember what happened a couple episodes back, the explorers were trying to track down a signal they believed to be coming from the Marlow. Do they find it? Can they track down the Marlow and find Bunce and take back their space station? Find out in the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Season 4, Episode 8, Candyland. The signal is coming from up there, said Elias. But I don't see anything, do you? The explorers of Troop 301 were in the dragon ship, chasing down a signal they'd picked up as soon as they'd left the gas giant planet behind. The signal had come and gone, strengthened and faded, but Elias had remained dogged in his pursuit of the signal, even as they all began to doubt it was actually coming from the Marlow. But now that the signal was close, they could see it was not the Marlow. The signal was coming from a green planet in the distance. Elias slowed the dragon ship as they approached and began to orbit the planet. It's not the Marlow, he said. I could have sworn the signature was the same, but it's hard to say with this dragon ship. I'm not used to it, and I don't know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I led us on a wild goose chase. No way, you're right, Elias, said Abigail. It does look like a Marlow signal. Let's at least see what it is first. Maybe Bunce dropped something, or he jettisoned something off the Marlow, said Abigail. Or maybe it's Voltronics, and he got lost again. That's the most likely explanation, said Finn. Okay, let's get down there, see what we find, and then if it's nothing, we just get out right away. All right, said Abigail. Elias, take us down. Elias lowered the dragon down onto the planet. The grass was a lush green, and there were thick forests everywhere. Elias piloted the dragon ship around trying to find where the signal was coming from. "Over there!" yelled Paige, up in the dragon ship's eye. "I think it's an explorer pod! Quick, look!" Everyone but Elias rushed to the eye and couldn't believe what they saw. One of the Marlowe explorer pods landed in what looked like a swamp. Elias piloted the dragon ship down, hovering briefly above the pod so they could peek through the window, though they could see it was empty. Elias landed the dragon in the reedy grass just outside the swamp, and the explorers all ran out of its mouth, just to the edge of the bog. "Who's going in the water first? Not it!" said Vale, taking a step back. "I don't think we should go to the pod," said Abigail. "Not right now. We know that it's empty, and it's too risky to wade into the swamp when we don't know what's out there." "I agree," said Finn. "Whoever came down inside that pod is probably outside somewhere roaming around the planet. Do you guys hear that?" "Shh," said Paige. "Look." The explorers all peered into the swamp, and a strange mist was forming, and bubbles erupted on the surface of the water. "Looks like something's coming out of there," said Paige. "All because Finn couldn't stop talking, and now it hurt us." A bubble popped on the surface right in front of the explorers. A little mist rose up, and there, clinging to the tall swamp grass, was a small purple furball with two eyes peeking out.
"Hello!"
said the alien, surprising the troop.
"Welcome to my planet. Is that your ship? Did you come to get it back? Oh, wait, is that your ship? That big animal thing? Are you guys animal things? My name is Yoho. What's your name? Is it Yoho, too? That would be so weird if my name was Yoho and your name was Yoho, and then we'd never know who was supposed to talk when someone said, 'Hello, Yoho.'"
The creature blinked at the explorers, who hadn't moved. "Hi, Yoho," said Abigail. "My name is Abigail. These are my friends, and both this dragon ship and that pod out there belong to us. We would like to take that one back, but could I ask you a question?"
"You just did ask me a question, so obviously you can ask me. Otherwise, I would have yelled, 'Zip it!' as soon as you started asking me anyway. I'm just joking, and now I'm really curious. What's your question?"
"If that pod out there was our ship, and it is, it belongs to our space station. But does that mean that you didn't see anyone come out of it when it landed? Did you see it land? Did you see if anybody was in it?"
"Whoa, that was three questions, but that's okay. I'll answer all of them. I did see it land and actually felt it land because it landed on me and my friends, but we're fine. We just sank down into the water and we all looked at each other like, 'What was up with that rude ship landing on us?' Just kidding. We know ships can't be rude anyhow. Yes, I saw it land. And then to answer your other questions, we have been surrounding this ship ever since it landed, and nothing has ever come out of it except a growing sense of anticipation."
The kids all felt dejected. What was an empty explorer pod doing on this planet? It couldn't be a good sign. Was Bunce launching all of the pods away so the kids aboard the Marlowe couldn't escape? Was he lightening the load of the space station for some reason? None of it made any sense. But while the explorers considered their options, more and more creatures like Yoho bubbled out of the swamp and jumped from reed to reed to get a better look at the explorers. There were now dozens of aliens in what seemed like hundreds of bright colors. And the long blades of the swamp grass looked like a forest of lollipops in front of the Marlowe cosmonauts.
"Come on, don't look so glum,"
said Yoho.
"We have been waiting for someone to come out of that ship for so long. We are so happy you are here. We can finally have a feast. Feast, which is our favorite thing to do, you know. Have a feast. Feast. Where we can all sit down and we can all feed our guests. And so now it is time for you to come to our home and eat the feast. Thank you so much. Let's feast. 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 Feast."
Said Vale.
"And now you cannot ask me any more questions because we do not want to delay the feast. Feast. Who would want to delay a feast? Feast. Feast. See, I can ask a question, but you may not. Okay, enough of this chitter chatter. Come on, let's go. Let's journey to the feast. 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 The feast. The feast. The feast. The feast. 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 Yay. Feast. Yeah. Feast. Feast. Feast.
Yoho hopped down from the blade of grass, swam over to where the explorers were standing, followed by the rest of the brightly colored furballs of his planet, who all lined up along the grass in the shadow of the dragon ship. They stood side by side like they were going to take a family photo.
Okay, the journey is complete,
said Yoho. But we didn't go anywhere, said Elias.
No, you didn't, but you have journeyed to this planet, haven't you? We are the ones who journeyed to the feast, and feast, now we may feast. Let's feast, 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 feast.
Great, I'm starving, said Vale.
Fantastic. Please eat,
said Yoho. I can't wait, said Vale, opening up the visor on his space helmet. The rest of the explorers did the same.
Then go on, please. Feast, feast, feast,
said Yoho. The furballs all blinked at the explorers as though waiting for the kids to take the first bite. I'm sorry, said Finn, but what exactly are we supposed to eat?
Us,
said Yoho.
You can eat me if you like. Or eat me,
eat me,
eat me,
eat me,
eat me. Or over there, the pink one is my cousin Bolo, and the red one is my cousin Yolo, and the blue one in between the green one and the yellow one is my other cousin Yeeho. And you're welcome to eat any of us. Or you could choose one of the others. The point is that you feast.
Feast.
We are feasted upon, and we are all happy. Let's feast. 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 Feast.
Feast. I am not comfortable with this, said Finn. Yeah, I'm vegetarian, said Paige. At least, I am as of 2 minutes ago. I don't think this is a good idea, said Abigail. Maybe we should be going now.
Did this one not say he is hungry?
Said Yoho. I am, but I don't eat live furballs, said Vale. Look, said Elias, we just don't eat random aliens. It's, against our code.
I see,
said Yoho.
Well, look, we need to be eaten, and there's nothing left on this planet to eat us, so you'd be doing us a huge favor.
Eat me, I'm delicious,
I'm delicious,
I'm tasty,
cried the other aliens. They do kind of look like candy, said Paige.
Yes, exactly. We are like candy. Sweet and delicious, just like candy. Okay, so open up and eat already, please, and thank you.
Abigail nodded toward the dragon ship, and the explorers all started to take a small step in its direction.
I see,
said Yoho. He walked over to Elias.
Do you agree that you should not eat me?
Said Yoho, looking sad. Yes, said Elias. I am sorry.
Do you really want to make Candy cry?
Elias took a step back. Well, I don't want to, but you're not actually Candy either. You're a living thing. I can't eat you. A small, sparkly tear fell from Yoho's eye.
Why do you want to hurt my feelings so badly?
He said. I don't, said Elias. I just, oh, no, don't cry. Yoho jumped into Elias's mouth before he could say anything else. Don't swallow him, yelled Finn. But it was too late. Yoho had slid right down. Elias quickly turned the same shade of purple as Yoho. What's happening to me? It's not so bad, said Finn. You're just purple. Oh, now you're purple and furry. Ooh. And now you have kind of a long snout. And oh, now you have big fangs coming out of that snout. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, this is bad. Elias looked like a furry, purple crocodile in a spacesuit. Elias, can you understand me? Said Abigail. Yeah, I can understand you, but I also want to... No, no, I can't, he said.
Yay!
Yelled all of the candy aliens.
Eat them, eat them, eat them, eat them!
Eat us? Said Vale. Elias, dude, do you want to eat us? No, I don't want to, said Elias. But you guys should probably run. All right, I am here with my son and my editor, Griffin Messenger. Say hi to everybody, Griff.
Hi, hi. Hello.
All right, so tell me, Griffin, be honest. What did you think of Yoho and the Candy Aliens? What did you think about this episode?
I think about 50,000,000,000%.
All right, cool. What did you like about the episode?
I like the little furballs. They kind of reminded me of the fuzzies.
Fuzzies from what?
Pit Bartlett.
Pit Bartlett, that's right. Pit Bartlett is a great book. Pit Bartlett's Guide to Magical Creatures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you say that, maybe that was subconsciously in my head. That's a great book. If you're looking for a good book, check out Pip Bartlett, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any questions about the episode?
What is happening to Elias?
What is happening to Elias? He's turning into some sort of creature, right?
Yeah.
And he swallowed Yoho.
Yeah.
You don't want to swallow a Yoho, do you?
No.
So he swallowed a Yoho, and now he's transforming into something. We don't know what, but it sure seems like he wants to eat the other explorers. So we'll find out next episode why that is and what has happened on the planet. Any other questions you have?
What happened to the other creatures? I mean, like, if they all got eaten, what happened to the creature that ate them?
Yeah, right. They are the prey. Where are all the predators, right?
Yeah.
What happens when the prey becomes the predator? Dun, dun, dun. This show is going to turn into a nature documentary now.
Pretty much.
All right, any other questions that you have?
No.
All right, then it is art time. And this week for our art, we have to say thank you to Gabriella and Evan, who are 7 and 5 from San Marcos, California, Cameron, who's 7, and Livia, who's 5, from Sunnyville, California, brothers Jacob, who's 10, and Ben, who's 4, Nolan, who's 8, from Florida, Oren, who's 9, from Sydney, Australia, brothers Emmett and Zeke, Leland, who's 7, from New York, New York, who drew us a robot White House for Bebop, our pal Arwin, who drew Bebop a Taco Bell quesadilla. You like quesadillas. Would you like to eat a paper quesadilla, Griff?
No.
Finn from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, who spilled a little jelly on his art, so maybe Bebop will like the flavor of the jelly. Finn, who's 10, from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, who drew a robot with sidewalk chalk. That was really cool. Parker from South Lake Tahoe, that we could pick either California or Nevada, straddles the line. I'll say California. Luke from Indiana, Isaiah, who's 6, Jeremiah, who's 6, CJ, North Olmsted, Ohio, who's 8, Anthony, who's 9, and Aspen, who's 5, from Colorado Springs, Colorado, Rowan, who's 9, from Bozeman, Montana, Andy, who's 4, from Hamilton, New York, 8-year-old Elsa Miller, Julia, from Fort Worth, Texas, who's 5, Zoe, who's 8, from Half Moon, California, Micah, who's 9, from Mililani, Hawaii, hope they're doing okay in Hawaii, Violet, who's 6, Jax, who is 4, from Baltimore, Maryland, and Micah and her twin brother, Sky. Thank you all so much for your art. Now, some of these artists have also sent in...
jokes.
Jokes! All right, let's listen to the jokes. First up is Cameron and Livia with their Bebop joke.
Why did Bebop go to the flowers?
I don't know why Bebop went to the flowers.
Because he wanted to see bees.
Oh!
All right, thank you so much. Next up is Parker, who just turned 5 on May 14th. Happy birthday, Parker.
Hi, my name is Parker, and I'm almost 5 years old, and I live at South Lake Tahoe, and here's my joke. What do you call an alien pig in his nose? A disgusting alien.
All right, and then finally is our pal Rowan from Bozeman, Montana.
What do you say when you're sliding down the mountains on Mars? Ice cream.
I don't know why you yell ice cream when you're sliding down the mountains on Mars, but that's pretty funny.
I think because the ice cap, they're like ice caps, and then your eye scream.
Scream. Okay, I get it. I get it. That's pretty great. All right, so I also want to say thank you to 2 Sound Club members, Lars, who's 6 from Seattle, and Camille, who is 6, who sent in sounds that helped us this episode. And I also owe an apology to Abigail, Benji, and Charlotte because I forgot to give them credit for a past Sound Club sound they submitted a couple episodes ago, so I'm sorry for that. Thank you all so much to our Sound Club members. Now, we also have the final element of our clubs here, Character Club. What do you think we should do with Character Club? Should we be having special episodes of Character Club? Should we be talking about characters at the end of the episode? What's your preference here, Griffin?
Characters at the end of the episode.
Because we're getting a lot of characters. We could do long episodes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, starting next week, we'll highlight some of the characters, but we'll be adding characters to the website all the time, and maybe we'll pick a few to talk about on the show. Does that sound okay to you?
Yep.
All right, cool. So we'll start that next week, okay?
Got it.
All right. Okay, anything else you want to talk about today, Griff?
No.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and we will say...
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. All right, I want to say thanks to everybody for coming back and having more fun with us this week. Thank you so much for your sounds. Thank you so much for your jokes. Thank you so much for your ideas. Thank you so much to everybody who has sent into Character Club. We're going to start featuring those in our episodes next week, and we'll be putting them up on our website. They're super fun. You're giving us lots of really awesome ideas. So thank you all so, so, so much. The Alien Adventures of Fincast is a Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, recently voted the nicest human in the multiverse. Our cover art is by the Sir Ian Dingman. And anything you want to know about the show, check out the show notes or go to fincastfian.com. Thank you all so much, and we will see you next week.
That sounds like something an evil agent would say.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes... We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.